USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
New developments in the investigation of yesterday's fatal shootings in Jersey City, New Jersey, which happened at a kosher grocery store. Mayor Stephen Fulop says on one hand,
we do feel comfortable that it was a targeted attack on the Jewish kosher deli across the street here.
However, investigators are still not ready to say it was motivated by anti-Semitism. Three innocent civilians, a veteran Jersey City detective, and the two suspects were all killed. A lockdown that was imposed at Naval Air Station Corpus Christi earlier this morning has been lifted. Details of what led to the lockdown not yet released, but the base's Twitter feed sent a message saying it was not a drill and did order personnel to shelter in place. There are also reports that at least one suspect is in custody in connection with whatever happened. This is USA Radio News.
Haul packages for a living? A gas-powered Mercedes-Benz Sprinter delivers. Transport people? A Sprinter van with 0% financing is a five-star idea. If food delivery is your thing, then a gas Sprinter caters to you. And if you're a general contractor, the Sprinter with 0% financing nails it. With innovation, safety, and technology, Sprinter is built for you. And it's built for your bottom line with 0% financing. The Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, starting at just $33,790. And for a limited time with IRS Section 179, you could be eligible for up to a $25,000 tax deduction. Gas engine, 0% financing, and a possible tax deduction? Now that's a Sprinter that delivers. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, bond availability, national dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Only valid on 2018 or 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans, excluding cab chassis. Qualified commercial customers only. Financing offer valid through January 2nd, 2020. Consult your tax advisor. For more information, limits may apply. Visit mbvans.com.
16-year-old Swedish climate activist Greta Thunberg named this morning as Time Magazine's Person of the Year. She has followed that announcement by speaking today at a climate summit in Madrid, accusing wealthy nations of inventing ways to avoid slashing greenhouse gas emissions. Hours after Democrats in the U.S. House filed two articles of impeachment against him, the president calls the charges flimsy, pathetic, and ridiculous. He speaks at a rally held in Hershey, Pennsylvania.
They send these two things, they're not even a crime. This is the lightest, weakest impeachment.
The House Judiciary Committee will begin consideration of those two articles of impeachment against the president at a meeting this evening. One of them alleges abuse of power, the other obstruction of Congress in the Ukraine scandal. The full House expected to debate and vote on Trump's impeachment next week. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, I've told you about the great sleep I get with my MyPillow every night. Well, right now, you can get a great deal and extra safety. Because if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, get their buy one, get one free offer on the MyPillow premium pillow. Your 60-day money-back guarantee goes all the way through March 1st, 2020. That's now through December 25th. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special and use my promo code USA.
A surge in refinances prompting a rise in mortgage applications. They rose 3.8% last week. Refis were up 9% while applications for loans to buy homes fell 0.4%. President Trump will sign an executive order today aimed at fighting anti-Semitism on college campuses. The order will interpret Judaism as a nationality and not just a religion. A White House official says the order, first reported by the New York Times, will allow the Trump administration to do more to combat anti-Israeli sentiments and divestment movements on campuses. It would require colleges and universities to treat those attitudes and movements as discriminatory, or they could lose federal funding. And guess who's going on tour?
Hey! While the cartoon was playing, I took an ordinary potato like this and stuck some pencils in it. And I made an animal that looks like this.
Actor Paul Reubens, the man behind Pee-wee Herman, is planning to celebrate the 35th anniversary of his movie Pee-wee's Big Adventure by taking it on tour. He'll stop in 20 cities to show the film, and then he'll tell stories from behind the scenes. Remember, you can always find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.